lontan, lights are brillando, cœur en fuego, corsia paterno seu. Somos musique, we are passione, non dire mai addio.
Bienvenidos a Top Sound, el programa que destaca los talentos más increíbles de la escena musical independiente. Aquí exploramos cada faixa con profundidad, trazando las historias, inspiraciones y los procesos creativos por detrás de cada canción. Prepárese para una jornada sonora repleta de emociones, estilos variados y artistas de todo el mundo. Directamente de Suecia, Ludwig Johnson nos presentaría con No Angel Is Watching, una canción que refleja su vasta experiencia en el mundo de la música, tendo pasado por diversas bandas como Major Addiction. Él ahora explora su identidad solo, trazando influencias de Bullet for My Valentine, Rise Against, Sum 41, April Vile y Memphis My Fire. La canción tiene raíces antiguas, inspiradas en una letra escrita por un amigo durante los tiempos de hockey de Ludwig. El resultado es un samba auténtico y poderoso, con una producción que equilibra la energía cruda del rock con la modernidad de los días actuales. Grabada enteramente en su estudio casero, Ludwig toca todos los instrumentos y asigna la producción, una obra que destaca su talento vocal y su don para crear refrones marcantes.
If your friends are gone, even if there's no one by your side, if times are tough, pick your head up, fight for your pride. Even if your hope is fading, even if your loss is taking over, get up, let's begin. Move onward and upward with strength from within. No angel. Time is up.
Don't make you stop.
What's done is done.
What's done is done.
What's gone is gone. Clock is ticking faster and faster. If you don't know what you're after, make yourself a master. Or make your life a disaster. No.
De Dallas, Texas, Jack Vera nos conduce a una experiencia intensa y profunda con Purgatory. Lanzada en 24 de janeiro, esa faixa mergulla no concepto del limbo entre la vida y la muerte, transportando el oyente para una jornada musical única. Como influencias marcantes de Deftones, Perfect Circle y Claudio Field, Jack construyó una sonoridad atmosférica y envolvente, Seus vocais melancólicos, aliados às texturas instrumentais ricas, criam uma experiência sonora imersiva. A canção é uma meditação sobre a incerteza do desconhecido, provando que Jack Vera é uma voz promissora no rock alternativo moderno. Hoje temos uma entrevista especial com Joseph Nimmo, pianista e compositor premiado. Nascido em Ghana e com formação no renomado Berklee College of Music, Nimmo mescla influências de jazz, gospel e música clássica, criando composições que tocam a alma. Com 13 álbuns lançados, incluindo Conversiones on Piano e Hymns for Meditation on Piano, Joseph compartilha suas inspirações, seu processo criativo e sua jornada da música. Além da pianista, ele também atua como produtor e educador musical. Prepare-se para um bate-papo envolvente com um artista cujo talento e sensibilidade traduzem emoções em melodias inesquivíveis.
Think that, oh, our world is going nuts and, you know, it's going to hell or something. But I want to be able to inspire them and encourage them, let them know that, hey, in fact, this is not new to your generation. You know, every generation have had things to deal with. I mean, look at Europe in the 1940s with World War and Germany and all of that happening. But we're still here, you know. So every generation will have unique challenges that they need to deal with. And so don't look at what's happening right now and feel that, oh, yeah, everything is just bad, you know. I want to be able to inspire them through my music like that and encourage them. As far as projects, yeah, I'm still composing a lot of music, and I have a lot of music that's actually not released yet because, you know, musicians, sometimes we're very, very picky about our own work. We're our worst critic. And we're like, yeah, it's not ready yet, you know. And so my hope is to continue to release music that still helps folks to relax and inspire them and encourage them. And, you know, busy world today. So if I can be the background that helps you relax and do whatever it is that is important in your life that you do, then I think my goal or my objectives are achieved, you know. So Yeah.
That's a good approach and mentality. Now we will listen to the song, as a single, Blessed Assurance. Could you introduce it for us and share what do you want to express with that song?
Sure, yeah. Blessed Assurance, it's an old hymn, a favorite of mine. And a lot of us grew up in church, so we would know these songs. And, you know, I don't realize, or I don't know if most people realize, you know, the story behind the song. You know, this was written by a blind, you know, woman in the 1800s. And at those times, you wouldn't want to be blind because life there was very, very difficult, you know. But just the assurance, the hope, you know, the certainty that, you know, she had and, you know, in Christ and her faith that really kept her through all the challenges of life at that time. So it's simply the message is to also encourage people in this postmodern, you know, world that, you know, hey, yeah, crazy things are going on, but once you've got your foundation solid, you know, you need not worry about all the things that are happening around you. And, you know, you can still go through life and do what you need to do in spite of, you know, maybe significant challenges. And so that's the message of the song. But as far as musically, I wanted to take something that everybody knows and, you know, update it, polish it, and add it to, you know, add to the beauty that's already there. It's just putting it, framing it in a different format that, you know, people today can relate to it, you know. So I think the original composition is like in the 9/8, you know, time signature. I changed it to 6/8 and made it more upbeat and more interesting, you know, with modern chords in there that, hey, you know, you don't have to feel like, you know, it's an old song and it's just the same old stuff. But it's a song that you can play in your car, you know, pull it up on your phone and say, oh, this is interesting. I never thought, you know, the song could be played that way. And I hope, you know, it encourages people, you know, to find, you know, the balance between life in general and also, you know, music that speaks to the heart. So.
Joseph, thank you so much for your time. You guys can found many things on josephnemo.com and I think also on some socials. And Blessed Assurance by Joseph Nemo we play right now. Thank you again so much to stay with us and for your time.
Thank you. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
For me too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Rayon Dalam è un artista dedicato a compartigiare sue composizioni con il mondo. Durante anni, ele manteve melodie in sua mente. Ma fu a sua mente durante il periodo del lockdown che apprende il piano e conseguì dar vita a sue idee. E questo, Sally, è un testimonio del suo talento emergente, contando con una collaborazione di musici talentosi per trasferire la sua visione musicale alla realtà. La canzone trasporta emozioni e rivela un artista che finalmente incontrò il suo cammino per espressare la sua creatività.
To know when this will go, that pain inside which my thoughts bring, echoes of Sally continue to haunt me, counting the days up.
Direttamente da Irlanda del Nord, Crystal World traz un abordaggio autentico al country con Only Undresses For Me. La musica ritratta una storia di amor forte, superando qualche tentazione esterna, riaffirmando il flusso di un casale appassionato. Crystal teme una lunga traiettoria nella musica. Desde i 12 anni, ella incontrò una composizione sua forma di terapia e espressione. Con una influenza forte della sua famiglia musicale, ella sviluppò un stile cattivante, combinando melodie coinvolgenti e lettere emotive. Ora, ritornando alla sua carriera dopo un periodo affastato da musica, Crystal promette mai lanciamenti in breve.
She's a new face in here. She's just bought my man a beer. Well, she can buy him all she wants, it ain't headed nowhere. Girl, I've seen your your clothes are always on the floor, and you've so much skin on show. This is more if you don't know. She's a little bit sassy, she's a little bit nasty, and when she gets up in my grill, I get a little less classy.
Lou Gould Enrique, una compositora apasionada per contar historias a través de la música. Letter from Clifton, ella transporta Ozu Winters para un lugar especial en Bristol, evocando memorias y emociones a través de su melodía cativante. Creada en Suecia, actualmente residente en Inglaterra, Lou teme influencias que transitan entre el country clásico y la música folk contemporánea. Con un abordaje romántico y nostálgico, su música conquista por la sinceridad y por la conexión genuina con el público. Y así llegamos al fin de más de una edición de Top Sound. Esperamos que tengan apreciado esta viaje musical y descubierto nuevos artistas para acompañar. Fiquen ligados para más episodios cheios de talentos increíbles del mundo de la música independiente. Acompáñenos en las redes sociales y continúen explorando estos artistas fantásticos. Nos vemos en el próximo Top Sound. ¡Hasta la!
Hey Daddy, here is a letter from Clifton. I hope it finds you and sis well. It's just a short note to say that I am okay and I shall see you soon. Clifton, this time of year is so beautiful with its ever-changing colors. I took a walk over the bridge the other day. That view which one never tires of. Your friends at the Vic say hello and they raise a glass to you. I remember our walks in the village, Pop's boat in the dock, and Nan's house at No. 23. So many memories, and they are so deep embedded in me. So here is a letter from Clifton. I hope it finds you and sis well. It is just a short note you'll say that I am okay and I shall see you soon. It is true what they say. You may take the girl out of Clifton, but you will never take Clifton out of the girl. Hope it finds you and sis well. It's just a short note you'll say that I am okay and I shall see you soon. It is true what they say. You may take the girl out of Clifton, but you will never take Clifton out of the girl.